Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and online at vectisradio.com. I've got Quivers here.
Hello, Quivers. How you doing? Are you well?
I'm good, thank you. It's a real pleasure to speak to you.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine. I'm excited.
So tell us then, you're about to go on, and you are known for doing some outstanding DJ sets.
That's very kind of you. That's very kind.
So what can we expect?
You can tell all the people that the gig's not to go home, because usually they've listened, they get too drunk during my gigs, so they stay for about 10 minutes. That's very kind of you. I don't know who you've been talking to, but I appreciate it.
Well, I know that you've appeared quite recently in Ride, I believe. I think it's called Union on... I always forget the name of the place. It's recently been refurbished or reopened.
The department?
Department,
yes. Yeah. I was there at the weekend, and I was playing Frank Spencer the month before.
It's a real pleasure, and I know that... You know, you've really, what I think I value and what I think other people value about what you do is you're authentic. And we were talking about this, wasn't
we? Authentic. Authentic. Oh, I appreciate that.
Authentic. You are, because you are, you just, you do your thing and you're proud of it. And that's what I think is so great. I mean, it was only a couple of minutes ago we were talking about the fact that, you know, a couple of years ago in the news, you stood up for yourself.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
You made it really clear.
And people are very receptive to that as well. Because like I was just saying, like, being here tonight is a step away. You're on a stage, which is a little bit different from usually lap dancing, basically. But, yeah, there's a level of perhaps inappropriateness that sometimes, especially when people have a drink. And I forgive them for it in a way. But, yeah, I did have to put my foot down a little while ago. But since then, everyone's been really receptive and very, very pleasant.
Actually. And I think that just goes show,
doesn't it? I don't think I scared anybody. I think they were just being nice people after that. I don't know. I hope I didn't put them off.
And I think that's important. It goes to show. I mean, you're here now in the Electro Love tent. You're about to go.
And a lot of fencing. They won't let me near anyone.
You've got your own room, your own dressing room, which is fantastic. So, I suppose, shall we go through?
Denise was in here before. It's a faint waft of success. I'm hoping I'll take a bit with me.
I think some could argue that you've already got that success.
Well, regionally, perhaps, yes.
I love it.
Those that never leave the island, I think.
Do you know, but that's what's so special, isn't it? Because the island is really, it's a small community, but it's a big one at the same time, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it just goes to show, doesn't it? I mean, what you do on the island is really unique. And you're part of a bigger network, I'd imagine. So talk to me how that kind of works.
What, with working around and off the island?
Yeah, so, I mean, I know you get around the island quite a lot, but... Is there kind of a wider network that you're part of, and what does that kind of consist of?
Do you know what? It's really nice. It's a lovely. So when I first started out, people would book me, and I'd do bits here and there, and then the sort of word of mouth. I was very lucky. I do not take it for granted that the Isle of Wight embraced me very, very wholeheartedly, and I was able to fill a diary and leave my previous job, which was lovely. And since then, up to, you know, to today, like, the diary has stayed, especially around the weekends, like, full enough for me to survive, which has been lovely, and that's been really kind. And then the more I've done, and the more I've sort of put myself out there and made sort of friends, or a lot of people come over to the island and say, oh, you'll be great here, and recommend me, or put me in touch with things. So there's not a specific network or stuff, but you just get talking to people like yourself, and just like, we just end up meeting people. And then I work quite regularly in Brighton, in Portsmouth. I'm on Portsmouth on Sunday, and I bring my own show there next month, and then in London every now and again. I get up to Clapham, which is good fun, and yeah, it's a vibe. I love leaving. Do you know what I love, though? Coming back to the island.
Yes.
People go, oh, you want to come back on the 3 o'clock ferry from, like, I'll come off the stage in London at like midnight, like half midnight, and I'm like, no, I'm zooming back. And I could get a speeding ticket last time, but we don't talk about that. But getting onto that Wylie ferry and then knowing I'm going to wake up on the Isle of Wight the next day, what a beautiful treat.
And actually, that leads me on to my next question, because I suppose, talking about that, is there that sense of almost, for me, when I go to the mainland, I feel it's very freeing, because you almost feel like you just blend in with everybody. And as
I definitely blend in with everyone.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, because I would imagine that a number of heads do tell. I mean, do you get ready before? Do you get ready? It's probably a bit of a silly question.
Do you know what? I did a private gig in Swanage a couple of weeks ago. Sometimes you do grin and bear it and just do it for the money. But they were really lovely people. I got there. It was 9 people in a living room of an Airbnb. And I drove to Swanage in makeup and then got changed there. And because it takes me a couple of hours to do the face, so it takes me a little while. So I was like, well, I'll get there with some element of surprise. And I did get some funny looks on the motorboat. The people on the boat, they're always doing, I get people taking pictures of me all the time. I just like, that's good. Yeah, no more.
You just embrace it.
Remember a kiss, then you sort of got to embrace it. It's like, absolutely, you're right.
Do you know, it's only now that you've said that, I can't stop looking at the eyes.
I really, don't look too close. They tell me I was going to be far back, so I rushed it a bit tonight. So it's not as neat as usual. Come see me closer up, I'll be a bit better.
So you're speaking about the makeup, but the hair, the makeup, everything. How long in total, Quivers?
So I allow myself, from shaving to walking out the door, 2.5 hours.
Wow.
So it takes me about an hour 40 to do the makeup, and get that bit ready, and then yeah, 50 minutes to get changed, make sure that I've put a brush of the wig if I fancy it. So I usually have a little TikTok scroll or something like that in the middle, just to energise myself or finalise what I'm doing in the evening, and then head out. Yeah.
So that kind of led me on to what I was going to say as I suppose as our last question really, which is, what kind of pre-show ritual or rider, I suppose to call it, do you kind of have? Exactly. Is there anyone?
Bottle of water and a plug socket. That's all I need usually. No, I'm very fortunate tonight. I've got cream soda. It's very exciting. A Fanta. I don't require anything from anyone. Tap water and a plug, and somewhere to perform. I just request, obviously. But in terms of a ritual, the driving to the gig usually, especially on the island, but off island is always the fun part. I love driving to gigs off island as well. But yeah. I'm everywhere within like 20 minutes. I'm in Ryde, so it's perfect, you know, within reason. And so yeah, that's just my little zone. I'd have a little sing in the car, get myself into that again, get silly looks. But yeah, and then I usually get there about an hour early to get in the zone, and I make sure everyone's on board, have a little tweak of the set list, depending on the vibe of the crowd, and then we just have a whale of time. The ritual comes, you know, it's just the logistic stuff, and then the actual fun of it's just getting.
So really, for you, the ritual is just getting into it,
absolutely.
Getting into the vibe,
yeah.
Which I can see this evening.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I got here very early because I did the Isle of Wight thing of the traffic could be bad, I won't get a ticket, I won't get parked, I think I'll arrive there 10 minutes before I've got to go on. I got here at 9:10. I'm on at 11 o'clock. It's been fun. I've had a lovely catch up with friends from school, it's delicious.
It's brilliant, I love that. You've got a real positive vibe. I love the energy that you bring, and I just simply can't wait to see what you're going to bring. That's when you step out on stage.
I'm so paranoid that everything on there is going to. I'm paranoid my laptop's going to explode. But we'll see. If it does, what do we just have? We'll just clap along with this macapellas. 4,000 people, they'll play along, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Spot on, yeah. I mean, that's what it's about, isn't it? But I'm sure, fingers crossed, on behalf of Vectis Radio's fingers being crossed as well.
I appreciate it.
Hopefully
it'll go. Listening to this post and there was an explosion, you've seen it on Vectis Radio's website, but now we know. There we go.
Quivers, a real pleasure to catch up with you.
Thank you so
good
nice
luck with your set this evening.
Enjoy your evening. Take care.